growing up with a gay, you know, same sex family, I was raised in sort of in community with different adults who cared about me, long-term friends of my parents. So I had like kind of many parents, and there's men in my life I write Father's Day cards to who are not biologically related to me in the slightest. And the idea of family as being biological was never something that was super important to me. And I was raised with a bunch of adults, who cared about my family and cared about me. And, I had sleepovers with other kids of same-sex families. So it was not something in terms of representation. I was really seeing that, and it was really normalized for me. So I didn't feel like, oh, my family's the only like weird family or different family. And in fact, like of my friends growing up, my home was a place that everyone wanted to be. So we hosted many a sleepover, and we had a giant like king size pull-out bed for when there were 7 or 8 girls like piling in to watch Disney movies all night. And my friends have, and to this day, a lot of my adult friends now have known my family since I was 5 or 6. And they still come to my parents' home as a place where they felt comfortable. A lot of people describe it as a second home to them. Even people I had met in college who have met my family and grown up kind of around my family will say that. For me, our home was always very comfortable for the people in my life. And there were a lot of people in my life who I saw as family. And we use the term like framily of friends and family. So the idea, sort of a canonical, iconic queer idea of chosen family was something that was really prevalent in me growing up, and just seemed like a really normal thing to me.